Whipper.
G'day, podcasters. It's Fitzy and Whipper, and very excited on our Friday because Australian Survivor's kicking off on Sunday.
Yeah.
Jonathan Lapali is coming in soon.
What a superstar.
He's hot.
Yep, and if you're into casting pods, you're not going to want to miss Rap of the Week. Myself versus newsreader Maddie De Groot. We go head-to-head. It gets aggressive. He turns red, to be honest. You've got to see this at the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page as well. Enjoy the podcast.
Here's a Rio update for you. Ryan Lochte, the thing is, where he's stuffed up here, right, is that he's fabricated this story about being held up and he had a gun put to his head. Where he's stuffed up is that there was other blokes with him at the time. He had three other swimmers with him. Now, you can fabricate the story as much as you want, but there's only a certain amount of time before these blokes start to crack. And how it happened is two of the swimmers were on their way home to the US, got on the plane, guys, and then all of a sudden the plane was about to take off. Plane stopped, officials came down, grabbed both swimmers, took them back off the plane. They freaked out and said it's all been fabricated, it's a complete lie.
Would have been a fright. Why did they need to have a lie? Because the police were involved to start with?
Well,
like, why did the story have to come out?
They said that they went to go catch a taxi. There was fake police that arrived, put a gun to their head and took money off them. What happened is they actually caught the taxi, but they had to get into the taxi quickly because they were at a petrol station. They were blind, 6 a.m. in the morning, and they completely demolished one of the toilets. They went into a toilet together and did damage to the toilet in the petrol station. So the petrol station called security. They ran out, went to the taxi driver and said they freaked out, we've got to come up with a story here, and decided to come up with that one.
Oh my God. What are you doing out at night, 4 a.m., 6 a.m., hammered, smashing up toilet blocks?
At servos
in Rio.
Well,
how dumb are you?
Time to go home.
You have finished, I suppose. You're out celebrating.
You're in Rio, guys, and you're smashing up toilet blocks in a foreign country. What are you doing?
It is an amazing thing, though. Athletes that do try to lie their way out of something always get caught up. You remember there was a college footballer a couple of years ago in America who couldn't play a game, made up that his girlfriend had died, and then there were tribute matches for her. There were national fundraising. And then eventually people wanted a photo. He found this photo. And this girl came out of the blue saying,
I'm not dead.
That's me. I don't know who this guy is.
And then he went, gotcha. He worked for the local radio station.
It was a great comedy.
Classic.
How long do you keep it going, though? That's the thing. Like, it's not bad. Not a bad story at the start. And everyone was going, Ryan Lochte, wow, he's survived. He's a survivor, man.
Yep.
I mean, when do you stop the lies?
Well, I mean, overnight. I mean, there were two Aussies that have been banned from the closing ceremony. One of them is claiming that their gun was held and they were forced to an ATM. Is that the true story? Now you've got to ask the question.
It's just not good enough, guys. It's really ruined my Olympics campaign. And I'm really
disappointed. Don't take it personally, mate. It's just a couple of Americans playing up on a big night out.
I don't know if I can go to Tokyo. I'm pulling out of Tokyo
it's all
now.
Right, mate. Just keep selling the 5-on-day bird. That'll be fine. Important to get an update this morning. It's been a while since we touched on it, Tommy. I need to know how things are going at your place because your wife, Inga, took a mop to bed the other night.
Yes.
What was it for again, mate?
Well, she took a mop to bed because the neighbour above us, the mature-aged woman above us, has a new boyfriend.
Oh, God. Mm. What do you reckon? 50, 60? How
50.
Old?
And what was she mopping up?
No, the mop. We were using the mop to bang on the ceiling of our place in the hope that during the moments of passion, our older neighbour might quieten down.
Did it work?
No. We then left a note.
Oh, God. What do you write on the note?
Well, the note, it's such a fine line because we didn't want her to know that it was from us.
Oh, anonymous.
Yeah, so we did an anonymous, hey, neighbour, you know, that sort of, we've heard loud noises coming from your apartment.
Check you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy, how hard was it installing the GoPro up there?
Did you go with the teddy bear with a camera in it?
Yeah, just pop the
Because Inga's
up
got
there.
Her own mop. She married one.
Yeah.
Tommy, don't you feel like you should be supporting this 50-year-old? Look at her embracing life and new love.
That's right, Sarah. And on the first night, I did. On the first night, I was like, this is fantastic for her. I'm just so thrilled.
While you were lying there listening.
Yeah. But then an hour later, when she'd woken me again, I thought, I'm not happy for her anymore.
God. Good on her an hour later.
Oh, what a beast.
Rosemary. You know what? I remember living in an apartment block, and this couple, I assumed they were, I didn't know whether they were above or the apartment next to us. It was hard to tell at times, but it was fairly consistent, like night after night. The run rate was fantastic. But I would bang on the wall like when they're arriving. Like,
Mum, Dad, shut up.
I should have moved out of this house years ago.
I would Christine!
All right, mate. She podcasts this show, doesn't listen live. I would bang on the wall while this was going on. Mm. They would stop for a moment and then bang back on the wall and continue just to rub it in my face. Yeah. And I would get out of bed, go around to the front door of the apartment, buzz on the buzzer, non-stop, and hold it down for minutes at a time, and they wouldn't. They would never stop.
You can't stop love. Whips.
They invited me in one time. That's another story. I mean, a couple here in news overnight. This was passionate neighbours. One lady was looking out of her house to see a couple on top of their roof going for it. She was filming off the balcony just to take a couple of shots of the neighbourhood, and bang, panned out to see this couple. Believe it or not, this was in Kazakhstan. So I didn't know that was the place to get it on when you're in Kazakhstan. he didn't have a mankini on, mate, and tired catchphrases.
Mark of the six.
Tommy, did you want to throw one in, Tommy?
Smash.
Oh, gosh. How did it end up like that? 13-24-10, how did you tell your noisy neighbours, who were maybe a little more passionate than you wanted them to be, how did you tell them to silence it? Because it's a hard conversation to have. Alex in Castle Hill, how did you tell them to stop?
Hey, buddy. Hey, before we start, Mr. Ripper, can I get a key ring, mate?
Oh, Alex.
Mate, do you know what
it is? Yeah, go for it.
Last time I called, I promised myself I was going to ask, and I completely forgot, so I left it for the next guy.
Mm.
And now I'm just like, you know what? I'll tell you my story. I'm not here to bargain. I'll tell you my story, but I would love to have a key ring. I've been a long time listener.
817, you've got one, bang.
Well done, Alex.
Oh, you're a genius. You're a genius, mate.
All yours, Alex.
Mate, we live in a townhouse, so we've got a common wall between us.
Yeah.
So tenants moved in next door. They started to become loud. Me and my wife were like, we couldn't sleep. Started becoming annoying. So I was like, all right, well, how's a nice way of telling them? So every time they went, they started going. I ran downstairs, hit their doorbell, ran back inside. It was almost like a knock and run. So we go back inside, and it would be dead silent. So every time they were going at it, I'd run inside, hit the doorbell, and go back inside again.
It interrupts your own sleep a little bit, doesn't it, Alex?
Mate, honestly, they were making me look bad.
Yeah. Thanks,
Alex.
Going
up and down the stairs. All right, let's go to Vicky, number 182, Kieran, actually, from Penshurst. Hi, Vic.
Good morning, guys.
How did you tell your neighbours to stop, Vic?
Look, I had a lovely girl that was living above me, a single girl. We became quite friendly when she moved in, and until the boyfriend started coming over, and then things got ridiculous. So I just didn't know how to say or what to say. So after a night of lots of noise, I left a bunch of flowers on her doorstep and a little card the next morning. And I said, you know, dear so-and-so, I heard you moaning last night. I hope you're feeling okay. If you need any help from me, please come downstairs and let me know.
That's perfect, isn't it?
It is good.
Just assume she had bad stomach pain or something, Vic. Yeah. what was your
that
injury?
That was the only way I could go about it.
Yeah, that is a nice angle. I like that, Vic.
I want to send my condolences over the grief of the death of one of your family members. You were moaning last night.
The weird thing was, Vicky then got an invite to the next session. Carol in Glenmore Park, you had noisy neighbours, is that right?
Actually, we were the noisy neighbours.
Oh, you were, Carol?
Yes, we'd moved into a house and we were in there about a month. And my husband met the next door neighbour, and the next door neighbour says, you have a very beautiful wife. And my husband said, oh, you've met Carol. And the neighbour says, no, I haven't.
What? He just heard you, Carol.
He heard me.
Oh, awkward.
Carol.
Do you know what he's done there, Carol? He's thrown it out there just to see what your reaction was.
Yeah, hasn't he?
He certainly did, but he always said hello to me while we lived there.
Oh, I bet he did, Carol. He bought a popped up all the time.
Oh. I only just realised. With Fitzy and Whipper.
I mean, this is where we get you to call in 13 24 10. Look, if you've only just realised something, don't be shy. Give us a call because we've got a double to give away to Gold Class, where Sarah has said you can get two people on one seat in Gold Class.
You absolutely can.
Yep, make that all you want. Yeah. Kate, well, sorry, I've cut you off.
It's illegal, it's against the rules, and you can't make out with someone in Gold Class.
Let's find out what Kate's got to say. What have you only just realised?
So you know Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph, yep.
I thought it'd be years with Mary Ann Joseph.
Oh. Okay, Mary Ann Joseph, the Virgin Mary Ann. What have you done there, Kate?
You've been attacked by cricket in the background there.
It's Mary Ann reversing.
I like that one,
thanks, Kate. Not bad.
Hannah in San Susie, what have you only just realised, Hannah?
Hi, boys. I've only just realised that wasabi comes from a plant. I thought it just came in a jar with spices and they added food, green food colouring.
Is wasabi a plant?
Yeah, it's a root plant. So I just thought for years it just comes out of a tube and it's just like all these different spices and they tuck a bit of green in there. But no, it comes from a plant.
Mm. Yeah, look, I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest, Han.
Maybe we've
all learnt something this morning. I just know to stay away from it.
Do you know what is fun is, and you'll get to do this in a couple of years' time, but just dabbing a little bit of wasabi on your little finger and putting it on your kid's gum.
Oh, you make sure you're filming for YouTube there. I reckon you start with your citrus, don't you? A bit of lemon.
Because it all started with the lemon, and lemon's funny because, you know, it's that bitter, they scrunch up their face, but wasabi goes to another level.
All right, I'll squeeze a tube into Ted's mouth tonight and we'll see how we go.
Terry, we need some content.
Terry in Quakers Hill, what have you only just realised?
Hello, I've just realised, well, a couple of years ago, that focaccia bread I actually thought was focaccia bread.
I beg your pardon?
For so many years I ordered, you know, a chicken and avocado focaccia bread and the lady used to laugh at me and I never knew any different.
Yeah, easy one to make there, Terry.
Focaccia bread, focaccia I love
bread.
It.
Meet the focaccia bread.
What is the correct way to pronounce it?
Focaccia, isn't it? How the focaccia?
Yeah.
Is that right? I'm having a crack. No one else seems to be piping up.
Yeah, no one can back you up.
I thought it was focaccia.
I thought it was focaccia.
Yeah, that I would lean more towards.
It's got an IA at the end.
Shia. Focaccia.
Focaccia.
We could talk about this forever.
Yeah. I love Terry, though. I loved her passion there.
Thanks,
Janet
Terry.
In Richmond. What have you only just realised, Janet?
I've only just realised when watching the One Day Internationals with the X, which was a waste of time, that ODI wasn't a player. It standard for One Day International. So I thought his score was always pretty good.
ODI.
He's flying, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. A bit like me in Quanda, I suppose, which was confusing watching Q&A. What's this Quanda stuff? Just can't get my head around it.
Cara in Cherrybrook, what have you only just realised?
Guys, I've only just realised, just watching the Olympics, that in the 400-metre race, they all run the same distance. I thought that the people on the inside ran a shorter race than the people on the outside.
Oh, so how did you think they'd earn the spot to run, say, 390 metres instead of the 400?
I thought they had the advantage.
Well, you
That's
know...
outstanding. That is outstanding.
You know what, though? When you watch races like the Stall Gift and the Bay Sheffield, they're all handicapped races.
Well, that's true.
There are a lot of races around the world that are handicapped. So, Cara, I can understand, but it is the same distance.
Oh, the laugh of I've only that, just realised from Cara there.
That is the same reaction that I get when I tell most of my jokes.
All right, what are we going to go with?
Well, Sarah, I really like Terry from Quakers Hill's passion with focaccia bread.
Terry, congratulations. Terry. Your focaccia bread's won you two tickets to Gold Class for a romantic night.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
No, you are, Terry. Cheers. Simple as that.
We are very, very excited because Sunday night it begins.
Oh, here we go.
7:30 on Channel 10, Australian Survivor. I think it's the greatest show of all time. I absolutely love the US version and I'm so pumped to see how competitive the Australian contestants are. And the man behind it, the host, joins us now, Jonathan LaPaglia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. What a welcome.
Mate, Sunday night looks unbelievable. I mean, the waterfalls, the scale of it, the look of the island. I mean, I know when Fitz and I were lucky enough to go and have a look at I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, we were surprised at how busy and full on it was for the hosts. Do you get any time just to put the feet up on the beach?
No, look, I was lulled into believing that I was going to be hanging out on the beach drinking cocktails,
yes.
And I was so mistaken.
Damn.
I mean, I was on that island for 68 days, and I worked for 67 of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think the greatest thing for Survivor for me, Jonathan, is that these people, look, there's a majority of them that actually train for Survivor, and for anyone out there, if you don't know, like, these people are going from their everyday lives, work, eating three meals a day, and then all of a sudden, it's such a shock to the body, Jonathan, to actually go in, and you have to fend for yourself. You have to find your own food. You're only eating like half a cup of rice every day. Are there some contestants in this show that really struggle in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, for a number of them, they couldn't take selfies either. I think that was really, Instagram. That was a big adjustment for a lot of them. No, it's tough. It really is tough. And it is like that. There's nothing out there and they have to work it out. 55 days. The US one goes for 39 days.
Oh, God.
But we're Australians and we're going to do it bigger and better.
We're even harder.
Yeah.
Medical, was there any medical problems? Because, I mean, you filmed a majority of the series already. Were you worried at all throughout the filming, Jonathan?
I was actually, because I used to be a doctor, but it was a long time ago, so I'm a little rusty. So I was really praying no one was going to drop down in front of me.
Fingers crossed.
And fortunately, we didn't have any major medical emergencies. We did have a nasty boil that had to be drained.
It was
satisfying to drain it. It really was. See all that pus come out.
Don't. Yeah. I was wondering that because
you have to be a medico to get into that.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a scene like in the ad where there's a girl sort of climbing up a cliff, and it looks like she's looking for food. I'm just trying to. That's what it's come down to. Risk your life. I mean, how much safety goes into that stuff? I mean, to people just when they take on challenges and I suppose the lifestyle of being in this game. You take a lot of risk, I suppose, don't you?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, they try and make it as safe as possible, but I looked at some of those challenges, and they're just downright dangerous, no matter how you slice it. It really is, and they really do put themselves out there. They give it, 150%. Fortunately, we didn't have any major incidences, but it is dangerous.
What about, please tell me that there's a couple of blindsides and because you have to form alliances, you have to have friends in there, but then you also have to stab people in the back. Are there some brutal tribal councils throughout this series?
There are. We have quite a few blindsides and we kind of have a special blindside, like a blindside on a blindside.
Great, double blindside.
Yeah, double blindside. the people doing the blindside get blindsided, so it's kind of interesting, yeah.
Now, Whipper is very excited, Anthony, but he hasn't seen any of the US Survivor. And I think it's got to the point where there's been so many series that you're like, oh, well, I haven't seen it from the start, so I can't really catch up. But, Jonathan, I wanted to go through with you and with Whipper and anyone who hasn't watched Survivor before, some of the greatest moments for me, and this is why I think it's the best television show of all time. I've actually written down my three reasons why Survivor is the best. So can we go through these, Jonathan? Is that okay?
Yeah, great.
All right, now, if you are stranded in the middle of nowhere, we spoke about this before, you can get very lightheaded. And this only happened after 6 days in a series over in the US, but a contestant revealed that he was in love with someone from the other tribe. This is what he had to say.
I fell in love in this game. Love at first sight. Her name is Candace. After the last challenge, we sort of mouthed the words I love you to one another, and so that was my prize, and my prize was her.
Oh,
so she mouthed, I loved you, or that's what he thought that she mouthed.
No.
This is what she actually said.
We love you.
I love you.
She actually said, we love you.
Oh,
and he
fell
in love.
No.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was in.
Wow, the heat stroke really screwed up his brain.
Oh, I hate it when you misjudge that one.
No.
This was one of the biggest moments, though. It was a guy called Johnny. Every season, family members come to visit the island, but when Johnny's friend arrived, he was upset that it was supposed to be her grandmother. Listen to this.
It was either going to be my buddy or my grandmother coming, and my grandmother's not here for a reason.
Oh. So...
Johnny Fairplay, right?
Yeah, Johnny Fairplay. His grandmother had died. The tribe were devastated. They gave him special treatment. But away from his tribe mates, he actually revealed the truth.
My grandmother's sitting home watching Jerry Springer right now.
Bang. I mean, whatever you got to do to get up, am I right, guys? Hey. We want to win this thing or not?
Yeah, whatever it takes, right? Just whatever it takes.
Is that why he was known as Fairplay?
Yeah, I don't know. But he actually turned up to a tribal council loaded one.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know where he got the alcohol from, but... And Jeff's like, are you loaded? And he goes...
just mumbled for a while.
But this is what I'm looking forward to the most, Jonathan, and it's... When people get kicked out, you actually come back on the tribal council and then you get to watch and then you get to quiz the last three contestants or the last couple of contestants to see who wins. And there are some unbelievable comments. I mean, these are just a few from the US Survivor.
I'm going to tell you something. Beauty fades. Dumb is forever.
You were a deceptive, lying throughout this game.
You are an unemployed, uneducated leech on society.
I think you're spineless.
If I were ever pass you along in life again and you were laying there dying of thirst, I would not give you a drink of water.
Oh. I mean, do we see anything like that, Jonathan?
You know, we actually do. Inevitably, that final tribal council becomes bitter on some level.
Yeah, I bet.
And there's one of the contestants, he delivers this 15-minute long speech, and it is genius. And I hope they don't cut it, because it's the best speech
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, right. Extend the show for
it. Oh, my God, it's genius.
People actually, they get to sit down and work these speeches out because they have so much time to themselves in
exactly.
there, don't they, Jonathan?
Yeah. And this guy, he's a, he's a smart kid.
I am so pumped. This Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10, Australian Survivor. Jonathan Lapalli, appreciate you coming in, buddy.
Thanks for having me in, guys.
Sarah, this is exciting because she was in at 8:30 this morning. Kira got the boot last night from The Bachelor.
She did, and I was kind of sad to see her go because she's provided such entertainment on the show.
It wasn't really the boot, was it? It was just an understanding between the two of them.
So they've gone on this. She's finally got her first single date, and they've gone on to do yoga. Have a listen to this.
You need to kind of think of your body going like this.
She was very quick to let me know that my yoga poses weren't on point.
Seriously, all you need to be focusing on is your breath.
It was hard to listen to the instructor with Kira around.
Australia,
I'm
going to pull you slowly back again.
Oh, just a little bit. I know she meant well, but it was hard to find my inner peace.
Very awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
When someone's just all over in a date too much.
She's one of those girls that she cannot take any feedback at all. She, as soon as, like, because even Richie last night was saying, look, I just think I need to find out more about you. And you could see her defense just go straight up. Her back goes up and she goes, well, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean by
I'm
that?
I'm showing you me. Like, this is me. And it's like, oh, settle down.
Yeah, get out of here, peasant.
Yeah, it does feel like she's totally in her own head.
That was a quote from the show.
It was. She called one of the other girls a peasant the other night. This was the actual moment when Richie sort of revealed that the feelings just weren't there for him.
I'm a bit unsure if we are compatible. We're two different people. I don't feel like there is a future with us.
I think we were both on the same page. I think we both knew what was happening, where we were up to, and I'm quite intuitive, so I knew.
Can we just listen to the first grab again that you played, Jay? Because if you listen to the music, it sounds like he's about to pull out a sword and cut her throat.
You need to kind of think of your body going...
No, not that one.
I'm a bit unsure.
Have a listen to it.
If we are compatible.
Oh, my God.
We're
he's got a sword.
Two different people. I don't feel like there is a future with us.
Don't kill her!
I think we're both...
A little bit Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
I love that she says she just knew intuitively, but up until that point she was claiming she was the greatest thing since sliced bread and he couldn't go with anyone else.
Yeah. Oh, save it, Sarah. She's coming in soon, mate.
Well, I'll let you ask her those tough questions. Guys,
can we just get that grab and play it back to her? Thanks, Tom. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
We've been a little bit concerned. I know Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift, they haven't been seen together. There was all the question marks around her not following him on social media, her friends unfollowing him on social media. Anyway, it all looks to be rosy. She sent her private jet to pick him up and bring him to Rhode Island, where she is at the moment, so they could have some time together. It's
as
very cute.
Yeah, and how good is that app when you're able to see when your jet's arriving?
I know.
You know, when you're sitting driving home, you go, I won't go to the fun yet because the jet's not here. It's just passing Canberra.
I mean, anyone would do it. I mean, if you haven't seen your partner for a while, anyone, at the drop of a hat, you get your private jet and you go pick them up.
Well, what else do you have a jet for? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Guys. Like, it's just got a, guys, I've got an RDO today. I might go pick BJ up in my private
and
jet.
And, mate, fuel prices have been down too, so I've had my jet running all week. We've been everywhere.
All right, you two. You would if you could, and we all know it.
Too true.
A big congratulations to friend of the show, Rachel Finch. She's having baby number two, announced on Instagram yesterday, put up a picture of her 8-week scan. She's now 12 weeks. She's had some pretty rough morning sickness, apparently.
Yep.
But she's all through, so that's really exciting.
What was the other article I read? She was feeding the kids kale, calling it ice cream.
Oh, yeah. She gave
kale.
Violet,
she ever
kale
tried
smoothie.
To do that to me.
Kale smoothies. If you can trick a kid into a kale smoothie thinking that they're eating ice cream, that is a great effort.
Oh, if anyone can do it, Finchie can. Finally, Whips, you mentioned this one before, Kanye West. He's got a pop-up store opening in Sydney this weekend. Pretty exciting stuff. It's going to be Pacific Bondi Beach on Campbell Parade in Sydney. And who knows, he may well be there. He's been known to show up at these stores in the past. Where was he last time? In Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yeah, turned up. What are you going to get, Sarah? What time will you start lining up?
Doesn't he charge a lot for shoes and things?
Oh, it depends if you're buying the Yeezys, man. If you're getting the Red October, so you're getting some
Yeezy
of the
lingerie
stuff.
That he's got is magnificent. Oh. You'd like that too.
I feel a bit uncomfortable wearing lingerie. I know he's designed around Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, they'd have dissolvable stitches
in
there or something.
Yeah, it makes me feel awkward.
It would be a bit dirty.
Yeah, a little bit. But anyway, it'll be fun.
We are focusing on the best around over at the Olympics, but unfortunately, Ryan Lochte, the headline over in the US at the moment is Lion Lochte.
That's not bad.
Found out, guys, he's fabricated the whole story. He did say that he was held up, gunpoint, went to go get into a taxi, and a few police officers rocked up from Rio and put a gun to his head, said, give me your money, he had to hand over his wallet. It has been fabricated. Now, he had three other swimmers there, his mates with him at the time. Mm. That's your downfall, because at some stage they're going to give in. And two of them, Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz, great names, they were actually on the flight to come home from Rio. The plane was stopped on the tarmac. They pulled both of them off the plane and said, tell us the real story. And they both caved in and said, Ryan made it up.
Yeah, I would have gone with Ryan Lock and Key.
Underlocking
just another
key.
Suggestion
yeah.
for a headline there if anyone's run anything this morning.
Well, give the New York Post a call and
see you guys,
maybe get that over the line. What they actually did do, the reason why they made up the story is because the taxi was outside a petrol station over in Rio. They went inside of the petrol station, brought a couple of bloody sesame bars and stuff like that.
As you
but
do.
Then they went into the toilet and demolished the toilet. They kicked it in and...
Don't do that. You meant to
they
do that
rang
to your
security
hotel room.
And then they freaked out, went and got a taxi really quickly and thought, we're in a bit of trouble here. So here's a great idea. I've got an idea. Yeah, Ryan Lochte, go ahead. Let's make out we got robbed at gunpoint.
Jeez, he's great a thinker, idea. Isn't he? And it's amazing to see the footage too, because you see the security and the petrol station staff realise what they've done in the toilet, sort of come after them and they're just bolting into a taxi. Get me out of here.
So he has been put into jail, and they'll say that he'll stay in there for the next 30 years over in Rio. He'll never come home. So good luck to Ryan. This is a beauty, though. And look, we spoke about the Irish. The Irish team over there are doing quite well. There were the two Irish brothers who won silver in the rowing, and, geez, they had a great interview.
Hi, lads. How are things?
What's the crack?
We're in Rio.
I've been shooken up now, to be honest, since the racing. I'm a bit tired now, and the legs are like jelly, but... Yeah, I
can't understand a word they're saying.
Did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants.
But anyway, guys, what happened? Patrick Hickey, he is a member from Ireland of the International Olympic Committee Board, and he got arrested in his room. He came out completely nude, got arrested. He's been getting all the tickets and been scalping them off at huge prices and making an absolute mozza.
It's kind of ingenious, though, isn't it?
What, scalping? Well,
yeah, like, I know that it's bad. I know it's illegal. But this guy had access to so many tickets, and he's just been flogging them on the side and making a buck.
You know what? Johnny Whipfley, 1956 Olympics. That was the one in Melbourne, wasn't it?
Yes.
He got a whole lot of tickets and was selling them illegally down a laneway. Good old dad trying to make a buck on the side.
Where'd
classic
get him
Whipfley form. I don't know where he was getting the tickets from. So maybe he was buying them cost price and then selling them when they came in demand. But he was buying them down a laneway, long jacket, handing them off to people and making money on the side till the police grabbed him and he just pretended he couldn't speak English and spoke to them in Swiss, and they went, flick that little idiot, and he ran off with his trench coat and tickets. What a criminal. He wasn't in the nude.
Patrick Hickey, well, he apparently made $3 million. That's greed, though, because he started selling a couple of tickets on the side and thought, this is a good lucrative little business. Mm. Got $3 million into an account before he was busted, sir.
Oh, see, what's three's worse, pretty good.
Getting busted or getting arrested in the nude?
Well, that's a tough one.
That was a great video. Yeah. Who's filming someone while they arrest them? Just the quiet camera.
Yep. Handcuff this, your officer. Yeah.
Oh. That doesn't work.
Nah.
Put your baton away.
What else
could we go with?
Put that weapon away?
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm selling these, officer, as a pair. How much do you want to buy them for?
Got a balaclava for this?
Okay. Yep.
That doesn't really make sense.
Photo. Let's go to a photo finish. Check this out.
I'll send it to you. Yeah, this is amazing, guys. Story, which is fascinating about how this happens, and I wouldn't mind saying that it's actually...
That's unbelievable.
I mean, 13, 24, 10, if you've got something that's unbelievable, chance and coincidence type situation here, can we do that again?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do the bit off the bat.
I thought the bit would keep going. Yeah, so it's a good
Can we all do it?
Okay, you ready?
That's unbelievable.
Bum, 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 bum.
No, you don't do that extra bit.
You didn't
it's
want
just
that
the
bit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can you go again, mate?
That's unbelievable.
That felt really good. Yeah. How's this? There's a couple, Caitlin and Tom Perkins, there from Queensland.
Kieran's dad.
Don't think it is, mate. They were born on the same day, only 50 minutes apart. It's just amazing that as a couple, they realised that when they met and looked into each other's eyes, then got chatting about their birthdays. When was your birthday? Oh, my God, that's my birthday. Realised it was so close. And the good news is they've just welcomed their new daughter, Lucy, who was born into the world. You're not going to believe. On the same day that they were born.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Whoa! So you've got the whole family as their birthday on the same day. See, what did you get me?
Can I just say probably the one person that's going to be missing out in that whole family is the old man, is the father.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
The kid's always going to get the best presents because obviously they're a child.
Yep.
You've always got to look after mum. Mum's always got to get a present.
So no, I disagree, Fitzy, because yes, you do, but men notoriously get crap gifts for women, whereas she'll buy the husband an awesome gift.
Hard to say there, Sarah. I mean, I hadn't really thought about the gifts. I was just blown away by the three stocks
statistic. What's the probability of it?
1 in 48 million.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
You know, I went to the video library like years ago this happened.
That's
Video library? What is that?
What are they?
Okay, I'll use a brand. I went to Blockbuster.
Rental store.
Yeah, I went to the video rental store. Cash for comment. Yeah, but like...
Mate, I don't think they're handing out cash at the moment. I don't reckon their media spends that big. Anyway, I went in there with a friend and I said, I think we were watching... Well, I said, why don't we get Jurassic Park? I hadn't seen Jurassic Park. And
that is a while ago.
Anyway, so we're wandering through. And you know, in the library, I used to do this at school. If someone was walking through like an aisle across from you, you'd push a book out, hoping that it would hit them or surprise them. I leant through.
Never done it.
Never did that? No. I leant through and flicked a DVD out of the shelf, hoping it would hit the person that was in the next aisle, my friend. And she said, oh, my God, you found it, because we'd been looking for it. I went, what do you mean? She said, oh, you just threw it over the top. I'd flicked out Jurassic Park out of every DVD in Blockbuster. How many DVDs in Blockbuster?
Hundreds of thousands.
Whoa. And I had flicked a DVD not knowing what it was, and it was the one we were looking for.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, whoa!
Hey, thanks for your story, Ryan Lochte.
That is. No, you're right. I had it in my pocket the entire time.
Danny in Baulkham Hills, what was your unbelievable fact for us, mate?
Mate, I thought it was pretty unbelievable. My shampoo and conditioner ran out at exactly the same time last night.
That's
unbelievable. Do you know what? That is a little bit, because you've always got more shampoo left than conditioner.
Do you really?
Yeah, you do, and it's quite annoying because you don't want to throw out the shampoo and look wasteful.
God, Danny, what are you doing in this situation? Go and get a two-in-one or something?
Yeah.
But amazing that you've used the same quantity each time.
And yet you've
well, I kind of thought I'd performed a miracle and now I'm a saint.
Yeah, I'd give you that, Danny. Yeah.
Not officially. Not officially, Danny.
Emma in the Central Coast, what's your unbelievable story?
Hi, guys. My mother had her father pass away on her 6th birthday, and exactly 40 years later, her mum passed away on her birthday as well.
Oh,
that's unbelievable.
And sad at the same time.
Yeah.
Guys, we're not doing the wall
no, because he was so sad. It was a death-related one there. Oh. You wouldn't
well, then you can do
birthday.
A different type of wall. You can do a bit of a wall.
Okay, so I'd like to go again,
whoa.
Jay.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's hard. That's heavy. Okay, thanks, and that feels a lot better. Joe, welcome to the show. What's unbelievable?
Morning. I was going for a run, and our daughter's school has this little system where they have a piece of paper and they put their name on it, and if they get pulled out of a hat, they win a free lunch. And I was going for a run, and I found one far away from the school, and I thought, oh, I'll just pick it up, and my daughter's name was on it. And I have no idea. She never goes there. I have no idea how it got there.
That is
perhaps
the garbage truck or something? I have no
idea.
That's unbelievable.
Ish.
Whoa!
See, with her,
I went with ish.
Ish.
You need to commit to the wall.
Well, sorry, guys, I forgot about it. Joe, was there a free lunch in it, though? Like, what was the end result?
Well, we kept it. We thought we have to hold on to it because it's too lucky to hand in.
That is amazing, isn't it? Out of all the kids.
It's freakish.
Thanks for your call.
Madison in Karimba.
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 Whoa.
Hi, Karimba.
What? Oh, hang on. You're brave.
That's unbelievable.
And silly. And regretful. Madison, what's your story?
Hi, guys. Yeah, it's pronounced Karimba, actually.
Yeah, no, we heard it.
So I lost my wallet last year at the Easter show. And then around June this year, so over a year later, I get a package in the mail and there'd been a festival on at Homebush that weekend and someone had found my wallet in like the stadium a year later. Sent
That's
it back to me.
Unbelievable.
Whoa!
Whoa! Good story, Maddie.
Was everything still in it, Maddie?
Yeah, $20 cash, a necklace I'd lost, all of it still in there.
God, you take the cash.
Over a year later.
It must have been dropped in such an awkward place that no one saw it for a year.
Well, I think, you know where they have the arena and they have the horses and stuff at the show? I think I'd lost it in there and it'd been under the seat. And someone just randomly found it under the seat a year later.
It's an unbelievable story. I mean, it's exactly what we were looking for on a Friday. Thanks for your call, Maddie.
NovaFM.com.au if you want to go check out all the episodes of Modern Fam Bing Lee. And also, it's up on our Facebook page, the Fitzy and Whipper page. But, geez, we've got a special treat this week because an all-star Family Feud is on our screens at the moment.
Yep, yep.
But we want to thank Grant Denyer for setting this up. Because it's the Lee sisters versus the Lee fellas. It's Modern Fambing Lee Feud, Episode 8.
Hi, I'm Yenda Lee.
And I'm Lionel Lee.
And together we are Modern Fambing Lee.
Episode 8, we are Fambing Lee.
We are Fambing Lee. Oh, you got it, honey. Oh, yeah. I got all my sisters with me.
Yeah, that's right, soul sister. Yeah. Sisters just doing it for themselves. Hey, mister, here comes a man sister.
About, Mum?
Today we're going to Fambing Lee Field. It's the Lee sisters versus the Lee fellows. So stick a encyclopedia down your pants, cause you're about to get flogged.
Mum, you're no chance. You're so simple it takes you 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
We'll see about that, you half-cutter. Now turn around, you have a customer.
Yeah, g'day, mate. What's the best price you can do me on a Nutribullet?
Survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Fambing Lee Feud. Time for me to wrap it up so I can get the hell out of here. Here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Isn't this exciting? Tonight, one gender of the Lee family will be taking home $10,000 in cash and the opportunity to dance naked on the dance floor at the Bing Lee Christmas party. So let's meet the ladies first. Put your hands together for the Lee sisters. Team captain is Yenda Lee. Why don't you introduce Australia to your team?
Sure, Grant. This is my blonde teenage niece, totally.
Ah, Snapchat, dog face, Dolly, five sauce, three Spaston, Justin Bieber, no.
My auntie who owns a posh homeware store in Paddington, this is Prudish Lee.
Hi, Grant, I'm the aunt who can't rant about you enough, so I shan't rant, Grant.
And on the end, my half-brother who become a drag queen and changed his name.
Nah, no way, I'm not doing it. I was the fat guy, I was the basic guy, the hipster, and now a drag queen? All right, well, what's my name?
Shilita. Shilita Buffet.
How fitting. Okay, let's cross the floor to the boys and check in with team captain Lionel Lee. Hi, Lionel. Who's your team?
This is Chili.
Hola, Grant. I am Chili, Lionel's long-lost brother. Yes, on a family vacation to South America, Yenda became peckish and left me at a remote churro stand high in the Andes. No one could have foreseen that that sugary, chocolatey treat would lead to my accidental abandonment and ultimately being raised by a family of alpacas.
Stop complaining. Those alpacas were good guys.
This is my overly hygienic cousin who's constantly cleaning. His name is Anally.
Hi, guys! Wow, Grant, you don't mind if I give the desk a bit of a once-over, do you?
Not at all.
And last of all, on the end, it's my great uncle, who happens to be an entertainment reporter at Channel 9. It's Ancient Lee.
Hey, hang on a minute. I thought I was voicing this as myself, Richard Wilkins.
Oh, you are, but just as Ancient Lee.
Oh, mate. Can someone get me a stiff gin and tonic, please?
All right, let's get into it. Yenda, Lionel, you're up. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name a technique to get a sale over the line at Bingley. Yenda.
Get them in a headlock.
Is headlock on the board? Oh, unfortunately, not there, Yenda.
You've got to be kidding me, Daniel. Who are these 100 idiots?
Settle down, Yenda.
I'll get you in a headlock, you cheat.
Whoa. Survey says I can't breathe.
Will Grant Denyer survive the brutal headlock from Yenda? Will Shalita Buffet annihilate the fruit platter in the green room at Channel 10? And will Richard Wilkins get to plug his book, Black Ties, Red Carpets and Green Rooms?
Yeah, I'd love to, thank you. It's out now in all good bookstores. The perfect gift for Father's Day.
Get him, Yenda.
I'm taking you downtown, Dickie.
Find out in the next episode of Modern Fam Bing Lee.
Jeez, it's getting a bit violent in the Lee family. Yenda's cracked it.
Richard Wilkins will be back too later on in a couple of episodes.
Just outstanding. But
thank you very much to Grant Denyer as well. Go to our website, novafm.com.au, if you want to hear it again. It's Commando Sting!
Good morning, everybody.
Did you get off father's duties this morning? What's your normal role in the morning? Do you do brekkie?
Mate.
With Axel?
Definitely.
Yeah. What's he going?
I'm up at, anywhere between 5 and 6 and... The kettle's on, making a cup of tea for everybody. Frying pan with some water, poaching the eggs, toast. You know, the full gamut, mate.
That's good.
You should start your own childcare business, I reckon. And you are the face of Sage Institute of Fitness. They actually do childcare courses.
Yes,
and
we've
heard before. I mean, and you're just brilliant reading to the kids. I mean, have a listen to this. He's done it before as well.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Harder.
Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Harder.
I've forgotten what the rest of it is now. I've got too many things in my head. Now go to sleep.
Stop crying. Now, just know your nursery rhyme before you go into it, Steve.
Yeah, there was a bit of pressure
there was. That's true.
Actually, Steve, Rachel Finch is about to have... Congratulations to Finchie as well. Mm-hmm. She's about to have another little baby. But she said the other day in an article, she's convinced her daughter that a kale smoothie is ice cream. That's not a bad effort.
That's pretty darn good. How did she do that?
Yeah, I know, because feeding kids can be tricky.
Especially when it comes to tasting things. Yep. They're not shy holding back and throwing it on the ground or spitting it in your face.
You know, the one we do too is we'll get two spoons, and when he won't eat his dinner, but he'll love the dessert, right? That I'll present the main meal. I'll present the dessert, pull it away at the last minute, and slide the dinner in.
That's not bad.
You know that technique?
Yes.
That's fair.
How's the other day? My 17-year-old comes home and she goes, I swear if I didn't know that there was an 8-month-old in this house, I was walking into a mental hospital. Because crap everywhere. I was just singing and doing whatever I could to get Axel to eat dinner, and she just thought I was bit loony.
Peppa Pig on four screens in the house.
Well, okay then. What is a dessert in your house? You and Michelle give the kids. I mean, what do they get?
Gosh, I can't even think of anything because I don't get anything.
Don't they? You don't do an ice cream.
What's a treat?
You do a treat.
If you take them to the milk bar.
Oh, mate, you're putting some pressure on me here with this one.
It's all pretty straight. Is it kale smoothie?
It's kale's. No. I actually do make them, and the kids, Jack and Ella, they hook in.
Is it good, a kale smoothie?
Oh, yeah, but you got to add some goodness, mate. You know, put a banana and apple in there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, sweeten it up a little bit.
Yep, of course. Yeah,
horrible. But
honey. Get honey in there.
Yeah, a bit of honey, you know.
That'll do it.
Does it for everybody.
Hey, Steve, you know when we always get you in as well, we like to update you with all the rumours that are floating around in Women's Day and new idea and stuff like that.
Isn't there a front cover at the moment?
I got stung live on television the other day.
What do you mean?
What happened?
Oh, mate, I'm sitting there and they're asking me about the paparazzi and the good things that happen. And then a copy of a magazine gets presented and it's Michelle and I've broken up. You don't know about that one, do you?
I'm just going through my sheet now to see if it's on the list.
See, it's in
we there. Don't have that one down.
And I wasn't even forewarned, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, what are you meant to say there?
Yeah, unsure.
Okay, let's go through them. You're on the front cover of a Woman's Day, claiming that they are getting the flick from The Biggest Loser next year.
Well, actually, on the front cover was We've Broken Up.
Oh, right.
So then you read the story, and it's us being punted by Biggest Loser.
Man.
You know, it's not bad,
it's
is it?
It's a kick in the guts.
It is not bad. What about this one? Oh, you've got a new reality TV show coming out next year, you and Michelle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just showing your lives. So it's like the Kardashians, but you're the new family,
mate. You're making this up.
I'm going from the magazines. This is what's out there about you. Any comment you'd like to make there? Got the cameras at home?
Oh, mate, I got the camera going all the time. But but I don't know about it being a TV show. It's a bit personal.
So you're not doing a reality show? Nah. The Daily Mail reported that Michelle is devastated after nobody turned up to a speaking event she held where $49 tickets had to be given away.
No, that's a rubbish story.
What do these people do with their lives?
These are full on, aren't they?
Hang on a minute. What about this one?
Hmm.
You're releasing a calendar for next year, which features you.
You're making this stuff up now.
In provocative poses, including a firefighter costume and a magic mic scene.
Hey, I'll do that if it's with you two.
What? No, I don't think I'd make a very good Mr.
The
September.
The three of us. That'd be hilarious.
There's only one mic here. It's Mike Whipfley, mate. Thanks, you're doing the magic mic scene.
One of these is not like the other. Thanks, fellas. That'd be a great calendar.
That was made up.
Unbelievable.
Everything else, actually.
And the only other one we had was Michelle and Commando haven't had a full night's sleep since Axel was born.
Ah, well, you know, ask any parent parent with children. The sleep is quite far and few between.
You just give up on it, don't you?
A bit of deprivation, but you know, I was taught well in the army when it came to sleep deprivation.
What can you? So yeah, I know.
So it's
horrible.
Just been perpetuated. You know, four kids later. You know, 40 years of age. It's been. Oh, gosh, I hate to add up all the hours that I've missed out on.
Can you give us an update on The Biggest Loser, though? Where is it at? What have you heard lately?
Honest to God, I wouldn't have a clue on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if one door closes, you know, another will open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where we're at in life at this point in time, a little older, you know, more experienced and, you know, just the understanding of, you know, the ins and outs and how it works.
Yep.
You know, we've got some, Michelle's got, you know, her stuff on the boil. I've got mine, you know, with Sage,
There's
Garmin.
Plenty going on.
Yeah,
plenty going
with
Get on.
Commando Fit. And I've even just started this responsibility project.
What's the responsibility project?
So essentially it's a contribution back to society without an expectation of anything in return. And what it is that I do is train people, you know, I talk to people, get in their head and, you know, help them turn their lives around, enrich their lives, you know, live life with meaning.
Yep.
And that's where it's at. So three training sessions in 2016, one tomorrow out at Blacktown.
Great.
Another thing as well is the stuff I've been doing with Sage.
Mate, that's a massive weekend this weekend. The open day.
The open day. And, you know, I wasn't all that good at school. and the educational side of things. Join but I managed club. To finish the diploma with SAGE, which is, you know, important. And I believe education and knowledge is where it's at. But you've got to go out and live it. You've got to go out and, you know, turn it into action to create some clarity around it. So if anyone's keen on being in the fitness industry or you know, doing childcare, you know, they do offer aged care. And
that's right.
Massage will be coming up
massage.
As well. Massage. Or everyone
Your
loves
beauty.
A good massage.
Tell me about it.
Sage, you have an open day tomorrow at 55 Market Street from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Beautiful.
Yeah, get in there. If you want to go check it out, if you've been thinking about it for a while, just go in there and go check it out. They'll give you all the information and you can make a decision from there. Always love getting you in, Stevie. Thank you very much, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, great man.
All right, last night on The Bachelor, it heated up because Kira finally got her single date with Richie, but it didn't go to plan. This is what he had to say to her.
I'm a bit unsure if we are compatible. We're two different people. I don't feel like there is a future with us.
I think we were both on the same page. I think we both knew what was happening, where we were up to, and I'm quite intuitive, so I knew.
She's gone. She joins us now. Kira, welcome to
the show. love it.
Shame you're out. We loved watching you. We loved the attitude. We loved the dummy spits, the whole thing, the flirt, not to mention the yoga last night. Did you know that moment was coming in your mind? Like, did you think once we sit down one-on-one, there needs to be an honest moment?
Yeah, I'm actually the one that initiated the conversation. You don't get to see it. I just said to Richie, do you even like me?
Oh, right. And what did he say to that?
And he kind of started talking about the group dates and stuff. And I'm like, no, mate, it's okay. Like, and then he started talking about stuff which wasn't relevant. And I was like, okay. And I was just letting him talk. And you can see my face is like, yeah, okay, whatever you say, mate.
Well, you're pretty straight up. I mean, you tell it as it is. And it was like he was trying to say to you, look, I just want to get to know you a little bit more. And you're like, well, I've showed you my true personality. This is what I like. It's like you get your defense up. It's like, well, I have been showing you. And it was like that with the girls in the house. Was it as awkward in the house as it looked like in the series, or did they edit it up quite well, Kira?
Look, I mean, yes and no. You definitely saw things that happened and were things that actually affected us. But behind the scenes, we did get along very well, but we did play it up for the cameras a little bit. Mm.
You know, it's such an intense situation. And, you know, to have one guy, for you to go into a house and try and win the heart of a guy that you don't know whether you're going to have the connection with. I mean, how many girls do you reckon are in the house in your situation going, well, I'm in this competition, but I don't really have anything special with this guy?
Yeah, I know.
You can't be the only one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few of us. And I definitely think that we all knew who they were. But it was like one of those things that we just didn't speak about.
When it comes to Alex, because she's coming across as someone who's really obsessed with Richie. She's getting to that point.
Keno.
Do you think that she is that into him? And is she that sort of tricky with all the other girls in the house, always pulling out the white rose and things like that?
Oh, she used that white rose to like her advantage 100%. And I definitely feel like she was like, yeah, she was like that. But she liked him and she was there for him. And I guess, you know.
Besides yourself. Who do you reckon the best catch in the house is?
Look, I don't know.
Elena?
She's amazing. Don't you reckon, like, after last night's date, I know. She's amazing.
That was a pretty serious kiss.
I know. I was like, dude, you didn't even tell me about that shit. We're like,
Well, you know what? You didn't even go back into the house to say goodbye last night. This is what you actually said in the limo driving out.
I definitely wasn't blindsided, but at the same time, I was too good for this situation to not give a about those bitches. I'm so glad to get out of there. They're all nasty, like, pieces of work. I can't even deal. If I was a guy, I wouldn't date half of those girls.
Who's the one you wouldn't want to spend one more second with in the house?
Oh, Rachel and Kiki at the time. I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
To be honest with you, kind of forgot about Richie. It was like living with a bunch of girls, and I was like so excited just to leave the house. Mm. And then he took me to some yoga retreat, and I'm like, if I want to do yoga, I've got a backyard for that. Like, hello.
Was there any good-looking cameramen and stuff around working on the show, Kira?
You know what? They probably weren't, but at the time we thought they were amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, there's nothing going on. Everyone, we were just like, you're hot. Mm. Like, poor guy.
Because, you know,
even the producers.
I think every series.
Kira will take anyone.
Every series.
I was like, well, come at me. mean?
Everyone.
Well, there's always a rumor of
there's
someone hooking up with the support staff or someone working on the show. I love those stories.
Yeah, no, there wasn't, unfortunately. That'd be cool.
Well done, because BuzzFeed have just tweeted and they've put up an article, the 29 times Kira was the star of The Bachelor.
I hope it's good.
Well, it's just bringing all your greatest bits. It's just bringing entertainment. I think that's what people watch The Bachelor for.
Have you been blown away by the attention? I mean, we obviously learnt your family story and you're in tears the other night. Was that A Current Affair or something like that?
The Project. So A Current Affair did the story. I was on The Project.
Yeah, sure. You must be blown away by the attention.
Yeah, I definitely was. I didn't realise how much of, you know, how much attention I was going to get. I definitely was overwhelmed, but, you know, I've come to terms with it and I'm really enjoying it. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback.
You're still single?
Look, let's just say that I like to keep some things private.
That's a yes, guys. That's a yes, she
Look, he
is.
Knows, he knows, he knows what's going down. Look, I don't know, maybe we'll see what happens.
Do you know who the winner is of The Bachelor?
No, I don't actually. None of us know, except for obviously the winner.
Would you have a guess?
I reckon after watching last night, I did think it was going to be Alex or Nikki, but I feel like Elena. After last night. She's a dark horse. I mean, not really. She's gorgeous.
You girls aren't really meant to be getting... I mean, you're fine now, but you're not meant to be out and about, are you?
No,
everyone's meant to be pretty quiet.
Not there
you are
really.
In Double Bay having cocktails.
What are you doing?
I'm a paparazzi on the side.
Mississippi at the
bar. No, but on a serious note, I haven't really caught up with many of the girls. I've caught up with them once, but I do talk to them a lot. Sasha and I are actually really close. We talk every day. It's probably a bit full on, but...
All right. Well done, Kira. The Bachelor continues next Wednesday, 7:30 on Channel 10. Well done on the show and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kira.
You are sweating a little bit. Are you okay?
Not really, Sarah. No, rapping is not my thing.
No, it is your
thing. It's like if I said to you, Sarah, we're doing a nude photo shoot after the show. You'd run
a
million
miles. It's not the same.
Rapping is not what I do,
babe. You can rap. No. Stop stressing.
You talk about Yeezy all the time, mate.
Yeah, that's Kanye. He raps.
You get other people to write it for you. You've got to perform it.
Come on, buddy. You got this.
Do you want to go first?
No, I'm not going first. MDG is. That is the battle you're going to see today in the studio. Are you ready? You big bald unit.
Because after you bailed last week, I've had an extra week to prep.
Oh, Josiah forgot to write it. Let's be honest.
All right. This is like... You think you're white.
Yeah.
I'm extraordinarily white.
Oh, yes,
and my
are.
Voice does a weird thing. It goes to some weird deep low place. But we'll roll with it and let's just see what happens.
All right, MDG, you're on. Here we go.
The Olympics is the theme. And you, my boy. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. You're messing with a bloke that reads the news. And trust me, with I've seen some blues. I'm 6'4", you 4'2". Like Sally Gymnast, you aren't 4'2". Used to be fit when you were working in construction, but now you're more a candidate for liposuction. It's a funny sight. See you waddle through the hallways due to the fact you're eating waffles nearly all day. Yo, I've gone in hard, spitting all this fire like I'm Charizard. Melting your way like a tub of lard whip. Don't pole vault when your bar is hard. That's my name, Mr. Bloody Butte. I'm the guardian of the galaxy, my name is Groot. Stick to my roots, driving home and use. When Ripper tries to act tough, it's really cute. I perform the world and actual events. When you'd rather talk about Kardashians, I talk sport. Politics and natural disasters is factual. You'd rather talk about the past, that's why. Boy, I'm the boss. Pathetic little man keeps sulking at your loss. Peace.
Oh! Yeah. Who are you?
That was full on. I got a bit lost.
I mean, you've gone from the whitest man possible to the colour of a tomato. Jeez, you gave it everything.
Everything. I've been working at that for 2 weeks. Wow. And thanks to Jack and my boy for helping me out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my crew. They helped me write it.
You don't have a crew.
You do look a bit like The Rock when you fist pump like
Myself
that.
And Jack the Archdale, we're hanging down, doing beats.
That, brother.
Wow. Whips the bar, it's been set.
Step up to the mic, big boy. Notorious B.I.G.
Ready to melt, guys. Drop that fucking beat.
Here we go.
Rain it in.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. I'm fresh, and I'm fly, and the ladies wanna know why. Oh. Whipper is my name, Papa Bottles is my game. De Groot, that rap was very lame. Oh. This week on the show we had Jonah Hill, who you all compare me to. Commando Steve is one of my dad, but all I really want is your mum, Gail, so you can call me dad. Oh. This rap was about this week, but what I really see is a bald head that looks like an avocado, a cheap suit with no real bravado. But don't forget, this is my city, and you are just a traffic piggy. So ring-a-ding-ding, I am here, the king's arrived, no need to fear. Boom!
Yeah. That is a heavyweight battle. That is a wrap.
Wow.
Sarah, what are you going to do?
This is tough because anytime someone references the traffic pig, I feel like it's an instant win. But today...
Oh, feel it. I can see it. She's looking at me, baby.
Hand it to me.
Okay, I think you've just lost it with that reaction. I was going to give it to you, but dear me, don't be doing those actions.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you go again. Go
yeah,
ahead.
No. All yours, Maddie.
Yeah. Oh,
what? Sorry,
well done. Well done.
Very good, your mama joke about Matt's mum, Gail.
Charizard, I had pop bolting and the thing that happened there.
Popping bottles and trying to hook up with Gail.
That's how we roll.
Well done, Josiah. Great rap.
Well,
hey, all right.
Well written, Joe. Fitzy and Whipper.